Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Modern shepherds often control their sheep with dog, horses, pickup trucks, or other advanced technological methods. Shepherds in the ancient world didn't have such methods, and they guarded and guided their sheep themselves. Shepherds make their living caring for sheep, and since sheep require full-time care, they were together almost constantly with their sheep. Old-time shepherds gave each lamb its own name, just as we give names to our pets. Like our dogs recognize our voice and come running when we call them, so also the sheep came running when their shepherd called. Even though we do not see real sheep and shepherds, still the image of the Good Shepherd is one of the most beautiful in the scriptures. "The Lord is my shepherd," reads the Psalm 23. It symbolizes God's protection and care and guidance. But there are two sides to that coin. If he is to be our shepherd and protector, he expects that we will follow him. We will hear his voice. A second image Jesus used in today's gospel is that he is the gate of the sheepfold. Whoever goes in and out through him will be safe and find pasture. Gates serve the same function as doors. Think of how important doors are. They let us in our homes where we find safety and family. They let us go out so we can meet friends or make a living or buy things we need or do something. They close out people who shouldn't be there. Jesus is telling us, as doors and gates are important, so is he. When he's a part of our comings and goings, when we make him central in our lives, when we ask his blessing on all our activities, our life will be secure and our happiness will be ensured. Now, does this mean nothing bad will ever happen if we follow Christ? If it were true that if we do everything God wants, God would do everything we want, church would be packed every Sunday. I know there are rewards in this life when we stay faithful to him, but bad things do happen to good people. Even many of Jesus' good friends suffered. Some were even tortured and put to death, as Jesus was. But it's not just to protect us in this world that Jesus came. The last verse in today's gospel is a beautiful one. Jesus said, "I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Life in this world is not where the abundant life really is. Even if we have looks, popularity, health, wealth, youth, money, wisdom, and everything else our hearts desire, we don't have it all. We'll always feel some emptiness in our hearts. We'll never be totally satisfied because we were made by God and for God. Our hearts were made for perfect union with Him. Our friendship with the Lord is the source of eternal life. Friendship nourished in sacraments, prayer, and love. Let's obey Him as our good shepherd. Let's trust in Him. Let's seek safety and strength in Him. And He will give us, from now on, that abundant life He promised us today. Let's ask Mary. May Mary, mother of Him who is both the Good Shepherd and the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, help us listen to her Son's voice and follow Him wherever He may lead us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.